NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by Ford with 50 new models for 1970. Ford is the going thing. Now with the news, Dean Mell.
The Army's chief psychiatrist in Vietnam says there are significantly fewer victims of mental disorders among GIs in Vietnam than there were in Korea or World War II, although he said it is hard to give accurate figures. Colonel Thomas Murray said marijuana use is one of the most important problems among Vietnam veterans. He said a sampling of 500 troops leaving Vietnam disclosed 16% had used the drug for the first time while in Vietnam. 30% of a 1,000-man sampling had used marijuana before going to Vietnam. Another military study points to an increase in racial tensions between whites and blacks in the Army, although these antagonisms seem to lessen the closer the military units get to the combat zones. Wives of four American airmen shot down in Vietnam have arrived in Saigon seeking information about their missing husbands. Their so far fruitless quest has taken them to the Vatican for a meeting with Pope Paul, Romania, Egypt, Russia, India, and Laos, where North Vietnamese diplomats refuse to say whether their husbands are prisoners of war. The wives, all from the Los Angeles area, plan to see Japan's Prime Minister Sato after they leave Saigon. An Egyptian plane flew deep into the Israeli-held Sinai to drop bombs on the oasis community of El Arish and followed it up with air attacks on Israeli military camps in the southern sector of the Suez. Cairo claims the Suez raids caused heavy damage, but Jerusalem denies it. In ground action, Israel says an army patrol killed 10 Arab commandos in a clash south of the Dead Sea along the Jordanian border. Investigation into the Yablonsky slayings. That story and more news after this from Ford.
Now, your Ford dealer ignores his lawyer's advice and presents Rowan and Martin.
Hi, Dan Rowan here. You can save money now during your Ford dealer's white sale. For a limited time, he's got specially equipped Galaxy 500s. Now America's lowest priced, full-sized V8 hardtop.
Okay, bring the juggler in.
Now, what's a juggler got to do with reduced prices?
Well, you gotta admit, it makes an interesting visual. Oh. You see, Luigi balances 14 dinner plates on his nose while we talk about Galaxy hardtops and sedans.
Okay, Luigi.
You doo-doo, what's a visual? This is radio.
I didn't know that.
Now, folks, with these Galaxy 500s, you can get options like automatic transmission, power steering, white walls, and wheel covers.
Okay, Luigi, drop everything.
Ding dong, now look what you did.
Poor Aunt Phoebe.
Who's Aunt Phoebe?
Well, she's the one who's always picketing for the recognition of China.
And what's so funny?
Well, Aunt Phoebe will never recognize her China now.
Say Ford dealers white sale, Dick.
Ford dealers white sale, Dick.
Very good.
Thank you.
Once again, Dean Mell.
Investigation into the Yablonsky slayings will enter new areas. A report from Joe Mossbrook in Cleveland.
Federal officials say next week's federal grand jury investigation in Cleveland will be aimed primarily at determining if someone paid to have United Mine Workers Union official Joseph Yablonsky murdered. Three Cleveland men were arrested on Wednesday and charged with conspiracy to kill Yablonsky. The federal warrants charged the men were approached as early as last July with an offer to kill the union leader. U.S. Attorney Robert Krupansky says the federal grand jury will examine what he calls the broadening aspects of the Yablonsky investigation. He says witnesses from several states will be called to testify, and the investigation will take a number of days. Meanwhile, near the scene of the crime, FBI and Pennsylvania State Police today are continuing their search of the Monongahela River, presumably looking for murder weapons. They're using a magnet attached to a line to search the river bottom. Joe Mossbrook, NBC News, Cleveland.
A 17-year-old French girl died in a Paris hospital today after setting fire to her clothing. It was the fifth self-immolation by students in France within the last 10 days. The Chinese nationalist government confirms that a former university professor has eluded their surveillance and may have fled Formosa. Ben Mingyin is an advocate of Formosan independence. He claims to represent the majority population who lived on the island before the nationalist Chinese government fled from the mainland 21 years ago. More in a moment.
Let's lay it on the line. Your Ford dealer's having a white sale, and right now you can get a car with a lot of the special equipment you want at a special low package price. One featured white sale car is Torino, a special edition of your Ford dealer's lowest priced hardtop. I said hardtop. Complete with carpeting, white walls, wheel covers, and dual racing mirrors. With special savings on a vinyl roof if you want it, and a big choice of other options. Fact. Torino, white sale priced for a limited time only at your Ford dealers now.
Nigeria's federal government reportedly is replacing its victorious frontline troops in the former Biafran sector with better disciplined army units. Relief officials say conditions are becoming so chaotic in Orlu province that stores cannot open and some Igbo refugees were rearming themselves to obtain food. A British mission appointed by Prime Minister Wilson has deplored what it calls the indiscipline and misconduct of the victorious Nigerian soldiers. Once again, the hour's top story. The Army's chief psychiatrist in Vietnam says marijuana drug use by American GIs is among the most serious medical problems there, but the overall incidence of mental disorders is lower than in World War II or Korea. Dean Mell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford, with 50 new models for 1970, brings you NBC Monitor News. On Monitor next, I'll marimba you, and doing the marimbaing, the Baja Marimba Band. I could tell you that we've got a most delightful baby doctor as a guest a few minutes from now with advice that'll make even the most harried parent smile. And I could tell you that Henry Morgan is scheduled to add to the general gaiety a little later in this half hour. Come to think of it, I have told you, so that's enough talk. Let's listen.
Away, 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 away
fifth dimension on monitor. Well, as chilling as it may be to contemplate it, we're just now getting into the prime time for snowstorms in those areas where snow usually falls, that is. So if you're a car owner, here's a thought. Most snowplows have their blades rigged so that they push the snow off to the right side of the road. Therefore, if you're parking on a one-way street with snow coming on, try to park on the left side if you can and avoid getting buried. Another thought for motorists now.
Hi, this is Al Cap for State Farm Mutual. I know a guy who really shouldn't have a driver's license. His eyes are so bad that when he has an eye examination, the doctor reads the eye chart to him and he answers true or false. Nonetheless, in his state, he could renew his driver's license by mail and drive in those demolition derbies we call freeways long after his eyes went bad. Thank heavens, the National Highway Safety Bureau and the states are working on a plan to get dangerous drivers like my friend in for periodic reexaminations. State Farm thinks the plan's good. I think we should all support it, even though, fortunately, my nearsighted friend no longer has his driver's license. He went to a protest meeting and accidentally burned it instead of his draft card.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
All right, now, parents, and non-parents as well, gather around, listen to a pediatrician who not only makes medical sense, but has a fine sense of humor, too. He's Dr. Lendon H. Smith, author of the book titled The Children's Doctor, and he talks with Monitor's Barbara Walters.
Dr. Smith, what are the most usual problems parents bring to you, and are they the same, let's say, as the problems your parents might have had?
The trouble now with our practice of pediatrics is that a number of the diseases have been wiped out. We don't see measles anymore. Mumps is on the way out, and of course polio is gone, and we still see some whooping cough, but no tetanus or diphtheria. So it's getting to be more questions about behavior, mm-hmm. and what can we do? Will the child outgrow it? Is there something the parents should do? And we are not, or we weren't until recently, really programmed for this sort of an answer. And so we've had to ask our wives and make some guesses, and we try not to use that time-honored phrase, he'll outgrow it, because the mother, then she'll go to somebody else. So like Parkinson's Law, we have to provide some sort of an answer.
Dr. Smith, most parents did feel that there were no bad or difficult children, that it was the bad or difficult parent. In other words, environment was all important. But you say in your book that there is such a thing as just a rotten kid.
Yes. And since I've seen my own children grow up, I'm more convinced of this. And all the bad genes, of course, come from the other side of the family. And if my wife is listening, I'm sorry, dear, but, you know ye the truth and it'll set you free. But I've seen many mothers who are just great and beautiful and warm and friendly and wanted their children, and after one or two, then the third was just a crummy kid, crying and fussing, and so we've had to look around for some reason, and we hope that they're anemic or they've got worms, or they've got an allergy that we can straighten out. But some of them, it's a genetic thing, or some of them, it's some little subtle hurt to the nervous system, and they just can't relate to their environment.
One of the things that surprised me about your book is that you feel American parents overemphasize the importance of milk, and you'd like to see a lot of children drinking less milk.
Right. We were trained in medical school that milk was the important thing, and the nutritionist told us, milk, and, you know, a pint a day, a quart a day. And then more people came in, and we tried to work up to these standards when I was first in practice a number of years ago, and we found it was impossible, and the child just kept on drinking. If he had to get this standard, he would eat nothing else, and then he got anemic, because there's no iron in milk. He would get terribly constipated, because milk makes a big curd, and then just sits there and runs through the intestinal tract. Also, many children are very sensitive to milk. They get a plugged-up nose, they'll wheeze, they'll cough, they'll sputter, they'll have diarrhea, gas, a host of problems. Maybe I hear about it more because people would come in with these things, but I've solved a lot of strange and fantastic stories that, and made, you know, if something doesn't work right, stop the milk. So we found that, you know, push the milk in the first 6 or 8 months and then discourage it. We're really the only animal that drinks milk after infancy. It's highly overrated.
Dr. Smith, I'm going to ask if you can define, in just a few sentences, your own philosophy of child rearing.
Good. Have fun with your child. Don't have a child to save your marriage. Give your child as much love as he can take, and imitate him. If he smiles and laughs and goos at you, you do the same thing back. Don't push him beyond his neurological limits. Don't force him to sit when he can only lie. Don't force him to stand before he can sit. Don't force toilet training on him before he's ready. Don't push differential calculus on him before he's had basic arithmetic. People are just too pushy. Take your child as he comes. And if you have some problem, some little behavior trait that your child just drives you up the wall about, blame it on your husband's relatives, and this will make you feel better. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you. You asked the right questions.
This is Barbara Walters for Monitor.
Gee, I wish I'd had a doctor like him when I was a baby. I bet he even made taking castor oil fun. I like his attitude. That's Dr. Lendon H. Smith, author of The Children's Doctor.
Cost of living got you down. There's one bargain left in town. Get the greatest soup on earth. Sit right down and get your Campbell's work.
Campbell's tomato soup gives you fresh tomato flavor and a touch of real butter, all souped up with vitamin C. About 5 cents a 7-ounce serving. It's the last of the red-hot bargains.
Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth. And get your Campbell's worth.
And to get full value for your listening time, stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Your experience and knowledge may be worth college credits. The New York State Education Department says it doesn't have to be learning gained in the traditional classroom setting. Sometimes adult education courses, correspondent courses, or special work situations can give you comprehensive knowledge in a particular field. Usually, you do not reap the educational advantages of this kind of knowledge unless it's recognized by official college credits. But now, the State Education Department offers recognition by way of the College Proficiency Examination Program. These exams are currently being offered in more than 30 specialized fields, covering a wide range, mathematics, social sciences, the humanities, education, and nursing. The fee is $15 per examination. Remember, there are no prerequisites. If you feel you have a creditable capability, find out about the College Proficiency Examination Program. Write New York State Education Department, College Proficiency Examination Program, Albany, New York.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn again, and at 18 minutes after the hour, you're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor. Coming next on Monitor, here come Mama Cass Elliott.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it.
Oh, acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid. It really works.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Speaking of pains, here's a few words now from my friend and fellow monitor host, Henry Morgan.
Kind folks, I hate to go over this ground again, but sometimes the pressure is too great to resist. I'm talking about astrology. Astrology. I know it's a comfort to some people, but it isn't to me. And here's one of the reasons. I cut this out of a Florida paper on the 21st of January this year in Orlando. May I read you a little of it? This is the astrology column for the day. It says January 21st, lunar position continues good for fishing, planting. Scandal could erupt in conjunction with demonstration in prison, hospital, or institution. Well, to start at the top, I figure the lunar position is the same for everybody, right? I mean, I don't know where Omar lives, but I take it the fishing must be good there. I was at Cape Canaveral in Florida on that day, reading the paper part-time, and as I left the Cape, workmen were poling around the river in flat-bottom boats and pulling dead catfish out of the water in nets. I was told that the cold weather had done them in. So, if Omar was talking about fishing for dead fish, he really had something. Then I returned to New York City, where the temperature was 16 above, lunar position the same, and I tell you, the fishing was terrible. Fish can't live in either of our two rivers, and you have to go out to Long Island to fish in the ocean, but I didn't notice anybody doing it. Now you take planting. Most of the United States is covered with snow, and the ground is frozen anyway. I might mention in this connection that in the New York City area, there was a gravedigger's strike. But aside from that, if the moon thinks this is a good time for planting, we'd better send some astronauts right back up there to reset it. Okay, for part one. Part two doesn't make any sense at all, so let's look at some of the advice given for the different months, and I started with my own sign, Aries. Here's what Omar says. You may be confined in activities. There is less freedom of movement. Me, he tells this to. Me, who is 1,500 miles from home, just had a 5-hour trip around in the Kennedy Space Center at Canaveral, and who am about to take a plane back to New York. Of course, he may have meant that there's less freedom of movement once you're on the plane, but I don't think that's what he meant. Well, you may like astrology, and you may want to write me a letter. Don't. My chart tells me I probably won't answer. This is Henry Morgan, Aries the Ram. I say astrology is for Pisces, the fish.
Actually, it's for the birds, Henry, but I guess there's no astrological sign for our feathered friends. Over to the world of music now, and are you aware of the fact that two of the most popular singers of the day, Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones, have a somewhat similar appearance, including luxuriant sideburns? How do you tell them apart? Well, the one who sounds like this is Tom Jones.
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool. Because tomorrow is promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day. I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they're gone. As I look at my life, it was barren.
nothing at all.
Some of the current styles notwithstanding, good grooming is still important in making a good impression. So for those of you women who work during the day and have an evening date which won't give you time enough to get home and change, something as simple as a pair of fresh, clean gloves can give you and your outfit a little lift. Put an extra pair in a small plastic bag into your purse before you leave home in the morning. I keep one in my purse all the time. Now here is something else you should consider before you leave home. That's me, huh? I'm going to tell you what else you're going to consider. Well, let me just see what it is here. Winter winds and overheated rooms do something to a lady's skin. You know what? Makes it dry and kind of unattractive, right? Right, but you can bathe away dry skin with Capri foaming bath oil. Capri has a rich coconut oil base that softens and smooths your skin while you relax in creamy foam. Sounds luxurious, doesn't it? Yet Capri is so economical, you can't call it a luxury. Capri foaming bath oil in the distinctive tapered bottle from the makers of Capri shampoo.
Do you have that milquetoast feeling every time you light up a cigarette? Are you furious knowing that you're smoking more and liking it less? Then why prolong this self-imposed torture? Measure the false pleasure against how much you treasure your life and health, and then act. Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. Your local Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association considers smoking a matter of life and breath.
Majesty's Secret Service. This is Gene 006 and a half, marked down from 007 Rayburn on NBC's public service to listeners coast to coast. Monitor. WBRE Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, brings us to you in the Wyoming Valley of northeastern Pennsylvania. Brief timeout, back shortly.
Listen later today and tomorrow for highlights of the Bing Crosby Invitational Golf Tournament from Monterey, California, right here on Monitor 1970.
One of the most colorful of all golf classics is the annual Bing Crosby Pro-Am Championship, which features many Hollywood celebrities as well as the top pros. We'll be having the first of a series of reports from Pebble Beach, California, just a little while. I'm Gene Rayburn, the home course pro here at Radio Central. And teeing off first is a team of Bobby Gentry and Glenn Campbell with All I Have to Do Is Dream. It's new, and a Monitor Pick of the Week.
Dream.
know, being healthy is a desirable state at any time of the year, but it's even more desirable when you're on vacation now, isn't it? Well, if you're going on one soon, and I know more and more people take vacations in all seasons of the year, take some health precautions along with you in the form of a small medicine kit. Ask your physician to recommend, among other items, something for those digestive upsets that travel to faraway places seem to induce, what with time changes and exotic foods and not too reliable drinking water. Of course, if there's some special medications you have to take on a regular basis, be sure to take enough along with you. Now, something else to further a feeling of well-being.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermasage. He used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermasage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, when you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermasage. Don't know what Dermasage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing, cooling Dermasage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermasage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermasage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermasage daily. You'll feel much better.
Now, Monitor Sports, throughout this weekend, Monitor will be at the Monterey Peninsula in California for on-the-spot coverage of Bing Crosby's annual Celebrity Clam Bake, a golf tournament that has raised more than $3 million for charity. From our first report, we pause 6 seconds and then switch to the Bing Crosby Pro-Am Golf Tournament at Pebble Beach, California.
This is Frank Gill, and here at Pebble Beach, we're getting a break from the weatherman for this third round. A Pacific storm came through here last night and really dumped some rain. The winds blew strongly yesterday afternoon, continued through the night, but this morning, we've got some blue sky overhead. The forecast is for some showers today, and while we may get some winds this afternoon, right now it's perfectly still. And of course, Bert Yancey is the leader with a two-shot lead as the field gives him a good chase today. I have with me on the first tee the tournament director of the Bing Crosby tournament, working with this tournament for the last 24 years, Maury Luxford. Maury, the weather is always an exciting part of this tournament, isn't it?
You know, I actually believe that Bing Crosby, the sponsor of this wonderful event, likes to see bad weather. He feels it's a second challenge apart from the wonderful golf courses on which they play.
And actually, the golf courses, considering all the rain we have had in Northern California for the past couple of weeks, are in pretty good shape.
I don't think this tournament could be played on any other courses under these circumstances. We've had actually 2 solid weeks of rain. Now we have some of the good Lord's sunshine. I think we'll have fine weather from now on.
Maury, you've been the tournament director in this tournament for Bing for many years. And you also won this tournament as an amateur one time.
In 1939, when Bing held the tournament at Rancho Santa Fe in California, the famous professional Johnny Revolta and I won the tournament, and I won a $7.50 trophy, and Bing said, "Maury, you're under obligation to me." I said, "Why?" He said, "You won a trophy from me." I said, "Yes, I won a $7.50 trophy in 1939. We said, "I'll take the tournament up to Pebble Beach if you run it."
Maury, now every year you receive applications from amateurs who want to play in this tournament. How many applications did you receive this year?
We received actually 9,412 applications, and the only new openings total 48.
48 out of over 9,000. Maury, congratulations on another fine job.
Well, it's a great privilege to work with NBC, and I'm sure the people following this tournament on the television and in person will enjoy a wonderful event.
Maury Luxford, the tournament director. The weather looks good. The third round is ready to go. And this is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
Okay, we thank you, Frank. We'll return to the Bing Crosby Pro-Am later today and throughout the weekend. And in addition to following the exciting action, we'll be hearing from many of the celebs. So you be sure to stay with us here in the Monitor Beacon.
Poverty makes people sick, literally physically and mentally sick. It stunts growth, retards minds, wastes bodies, and kills people. The plight of America's 300,000 migrant farm workers is particularly bad because they lead a migratory life. These farm workers are not protected by minimum wage laws, workmen's compensation, or unemployment benefits. Because they don't meet the residency requirements of any state, they can't apply for health and welfare services. Because of the transient nature of their existence, their children only receive a smattering of education, trapping them in their turn in a new cycle of poverty. Vista volunteers working with these migrant workers, sharing the misery of their lives, are bringing help. They're helping to renovate dilapidated homes. They're getting landlords to install plumbing. They're getting people who have never seen a doctor in their lives into health care programs. They're educating children. They haven't solved the plight of the migrant worker yet, but they have made a start. They have created hope where once there was no hope. Find out more about Vista. Write Vista, Washington, D.C.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets.
Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need.
Hemorrhoid sufferers, don't think you are alone. There are millions, yes, millions of other people who suffer this painful distress too. But fortunately, several outstanding doctors have found that Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, tests on hundreds of patients prove this so in most cases. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Blackbird, the Bossa Rio on monitor.
Worked all morning, feeling low. Need some get up, need some go. Get the greatest show on earth. Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth.
Get your Campbell's worth of chicken with rice soup at lunch. Best parts of the chicken, a shower of rice, and two chicken stocks for extra flavor. All for about 7 cents a 7-ounce serving.
Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth. And get your Campbell's worth.
In the NBC Monitor News a little earlier this hour, it was reported that Army medical authorities are concerned about the extensive use of marijuana among returning Vietnam veterans. Well, drug use is also a major problem among our college students, and Monitor's college poll has investigated its scope and whether or not the trend is increasing. A report now from Dean Mell.
Just a year ago, Monitor's college poll released the first results of the nationwide study of collegiate attitudes toward drugs and drug usage. While there were many stories about the widespread use of drugs on the nation's campuses, the college poll was the first nationwide continuing study of the subject. The sample of the college poll was designed so that the results could be compared year to year, and some pattern of drug usage on campus could be drawn. Last year, students on over 100 campuses representing a scientifically designed cross-section of the nation's 7 million college students were asked this question: have you ever taken any drugs, such as marijuana or LSD? Last year, 62% of the students said no, and 38% said yes. Projecting those results, about 2,500,000 college students admitted to having tried drugs of some kind. The college poll reports last year were widely quoted, both in Congress and professional circles, as proof of the change in student attitudes toward drugs and drug usage on the nation's campuses. This week, the college poll reported the results of its most recent drug study. Students on over 100 campuses, again representing a scientifically designed sample of the nation's full-time college population, were asked the same question: have you tried drugs of any kind, such as marijuana and LSD? This year, 49.4% of all students said yes, and 49.6% said no. An analysis of the figures shows some interesting results. The longer a student is in college, the more likely he is to have tried drugs. The studies show that male students are more likely to experiment. There is some evidence that the arts and humanities student is more likely to take drugs than the engineering, business administration, or educational student. The prevalence of drug use is fairly evenly distributed throughout the country, although college poll finds a slightly higher use on the Pacific Coast and in the South. These figures are based on personal interviews with students themselves. The ballots were pre-tested and verified in accordance with established research practices. The important fact is that the college poll shows drug usage in some form has increased this past year on the nation's campuses. This is Dean Mell for Monitor.
I wonder what the correlation is between the use of drugs by college students and their scholastic achievements. That might be the subject of a future college poll. Well, music now, and it's a new song, a Monitor Pick of the Week, number one in England, incidentally, by Rolf Harris. You may remember him for the novelty song, Tie Me Kangaroo Down. Remember that? Well, this one, however, is in a much different vein, a serious one, and it's titled Two Little Boys.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Daily they played, each summer's day. Warriors both, of course. One little chap then had a mishap, broke off his horse's head. Wept for his toy, then cried with joy, as his young playmate said, "Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys. Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away. Cannon
man roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Up goes the shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying. I can go just as fast with two. Did you say, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you dying? There's room on my horse for two. Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. Can you feel, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys.
Touching indeed. That was Rolf Harris. A more cheerful note now. Are you giving a party for a bunch of younger children? Well, then here's a dessert that should catch their fancy, a clown cone. On a large chocolate cookie or a chocolate-covered donut, place a round ball of vanilla ice cream, top it with an inverted ice cream cone, which will look like a clown's hat, and create a face on the ice cream by using bits of chocolate for the eyes and nose and bits of maraschino cherries for the mouth. Hey, that sounds good enough to eat. So does this.
Hot dog, what kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids eat day and night. Love hot dog, armor hot dog, the dog is love too. Hot dog, armor hot dog, the dog is love too. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. Thank you.
Quincy Jones Orchestra.
World news and great information, next on this modern station. World news and great information, next on this modern station.
I'm your monitor host, Gene Rayburn.